a sanctified body given to the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, say ye, I am your sign. Ezekiel 12, verse 11. So that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 7. Consecration is being set apart for the Lord. Consecration is being separated for his plans and purposes. Many saints have been distinguished in this way, set aside for his purpose. What is the motivation of consecration? What is the point of being set aside? What is the reason for this distinguishing mark? What does this isolation mean? What does it mean to be sanctified, to be dedicated unto God? The principle of consecration is that God might use that one as a sign, his sign. Not only as a sign of his immeasurable grace in the ages to come, but here and now, in the corner of the field where he's planted you. Every consecrated saint points in one way or another to Jesus Christ. Paul was set apart for the gospel of God. He was consecrated unto God. And like so many before him, Paul was used of God as a sign to point to Christ. And like others before him, he was required to suffer greatly, to be a sign. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9. The world laughs at the one sanctified unto God, set apart to do his will. Just as the world scorned the dedication of Nehemiah as he built Jerusalem's wall. And down through the generations, Nehemiah became a sign in so many ways. Moses was a sign to Israel through his life and through his disobedience. This humble man was used of God to save his people from Egypt's oppression. This great man was chosen and separated by God to be his mouthpiece. And this consecrated saint was once disobedient and had to be judged. Oh, Moses, that great prophet of God, was a sign to a nation, even a sign that disobedience would be punished. Oh, genuine consecration is not the easy route in life, but often a cruel and difficult path. The Lord Jesus is a perfect example of a life consecrated to God. He spent his earthly walk living his life through the power of the Father. Every work he undertook, each word he spoke, was a sign of consecration to God. His was a life that signified the infinite wisdom, power, and sovereignty of God. His was the life exemplifying God working in and through a man. He was a man set apart to God. And he too, the great creator of the universe, became a spectacle to man, a sign of suffering, affliction, and ridicule, but also a sign of wisdom, a sign of power, a sign of great resurrection glory. And then the unimaginable happened. He transferred that responsibility. In John 17 we read, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. The Lord wants us to be signs to the world, signs that his grace is sufficient. He desires his own to go the way of the cross and to suffer and die, maybe in the physical, but predominantly and principally in the spiritual. Ye are my witnesses. Being his witnesses doesn't necessarily mean going out and talking. Being a consecrated man or woman, being a sign, may not mean what you think. It may not mean becoming a missionary or starting a ministry. This may be a fraction of the call on a sanctified life. It means, in everything we do, living the life of the Lord. It means in all we say, that we say everything as from him. It means him working out his will and purpose in our lives, with no opposition. Paul reminds us, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Isaiah prays, have thine own way, Lord. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Thy will, not mine, be done in my life to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger or weaker, men and women. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Do not pray for tasks equal to your power. Pray for his power equal to your task. For thine is the power. Then the doing of your work shall be no miracle, for you shall be the miracle, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, verse 27.